herbicide selectivity in sweet potato, Ipomoea botrytis L. Lamb. Criollo variety. Authors: Franklin Herrera Murillo and Gretel Picadurillo. Abstract. Introduction: Sweet potato, Ipomoea botrytis L. Lamb, is sensitive to weed competition, and chemical control in Costa Rica is challenging due to limited local information on herbicide selectivity. Objective: to determine the selectivity of 6 herbicides applied at different stages of development to Criollo sweet potatoes and their effect on coverage, biomass, and crop yield. Materials and methods. Between August and December 2021, 3 experiments were conducted at the Fabio Baadre Moreno Agricultural Experimental Station, Universidad de Costa Rica, El Águila, Costa Rica. Herbicides were applied, in kilograms AIHA1, as follows. A experiment 1, 0.36 of metribuzin, 1.50 of pendimethalin, 0.48 of clomazone, 0.075 of halosulfuron, 1.00 of linuron, and 1.25 of metolachlor, applied 6 days after planting, DAP, in a randomized block design with 4 repetitions. B experiment 2, 1.00 of linuron and 0.36 of metribuzin and 0.36, applied at -1, 15 and 30 DAP, in a randomized block design with a 2x3 factorial arrangement and 3 repetitions. And C experiment 3, 0.075 of halosulfuron and 0.36 of metribuzin, mixed with 0.125 of FLUAZIFOPP-butyl in a randomized block design with 3 repetitions. Weeding was performed at 15 and 30 DAP in all cases. Results: root yield was not affected in any of the 3 experiments. Experiment 1. Only halosulfuron caused mild damage to the plants. No herbicide affected above ground biomass production. Experiment 2. Only linuron and metribuzin applied at 15 and 30 DAP caused mild damage. Experiment 3. The mixtures caused temporary damage to the plants. Conclusions: the evaluated herbicides were selective to the Criollo sweet potatoes, and did not affect the yield of marketable storage roots. Only halosulfuron caused mild damage in all application forms, and metribuzin and linuron only in late applications. Keywords: Botata, weeds, phytotoxicity, yield.